Cape Talk, the emerging economy. Focus on Russia.
And as always, when discussing this, Dr. Sarah Pinar, who is the expert on Russia, former director at the SA Institute of International Affairs. Good morning, Sarah. Is it true? Donald Trump.
Good morning, Aki.
Donald Trump and Putin have struck up a relationship. They're seeing each other now, is it? No? No?
Well, they're not seeing each other except, you know, they're not seeing each other secretly. They're probably talking to each other. But what goes on with Mr. Trump is a mystery. All I will say is that when asked whether President Putin used Twitter, his spokesperson said he doesn't need Twitter to get close to the Russian people. He's at least not Twittering. If they are communicating, it's not via Twitter.
Well, there we go. Now, will Russia and Japan make peace at last? That is the big question.
It is a big question because the World War II, as you know, ended in 1945, which is a hell of a long time ago, and Russia and Japan still have no peace treaty. And the reason for that is that the Russians only came into war against Japan, can you imagine this, 2 days after the bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, so when Japan was virtually flattened anyway in August 1945. They moved quickly through areas on the Chinese mainland the Japanese had occupied, and they then took for themselves a string of islands, which they call the Kuril Islands, far out into the Pacific Ocean, which link actually a peninsula on the western coast of Russia's Pacific coastline with the northern island of Japan, Hokkaido. And the reason there is no peace treaty is because the Japanese want back the four southernmost islands that would still leave the Russians with 52, but the Russians are saying yet. And when the foreign minister of Japan came this week to prepare for his boss's visit next week, he met the Russian foreign minister, and the Russian foreign minister said yet. To that idea. But the meeting is going ahead, and apparently it's interesting because they've almost dropped the issue for years. It is the main issue on the agenda for next week's meeting between Shinzo Abe, Japanese Prime Minister, and Mr. Putin. So we will see. The Russians need Japan. They need Japanese investment, the Japanese technical know-how, and it's important to them. So saying no constantly, so about four islands that really don't matter very much, is perhaps a rather typical piece of Russian inexplicable and prickly behaviour, but we shall see.
Now, the man with the most well-publicised dad bod might be getting married. Is President Putin getting married?
There again, you know, his life is a total mystery to most people. Interestingly, there's a magazine called Argumenti i Fakti in Russian, which is a little bit like Time or Newsweek. And they got a very rare interview, not with the man himself, but with his spokesperson, Dmitry Peskov. And they asked all sorts of personal questions, very unusual. On the marriage issue, because he was divorced from his wife, Lyudmila, in 2013, all that Peskov would say is if he did get married, it would make no difference to his position as head of state. I really don't know, but we do know that he pursues various sentimental and probably other relationships along the way. But this is all very secret, typically Russian. The other things were brought up, I find it interesting. Does he swear? The answer is, according to Mr. Peskov, when he gets angry, he swears so much that if you hear it, your blood turns to ice. So that's pretty scary. I remember he is.
Oh, my word.
How does he keep fit was a question. Answer, he swims 1 kilometer a day when he can, which, of course, is not usually when he's traveling. And, of course, we know that he still does play ice hockey. He used to love wrestling. I don't know. I haven't seen him doing that for a while. So it was an interesting interview because it's not the sort of thing you usually get in Russia. But, frankly, it didn't tell us an awful lot. So we don't know if the wedding bells will ring or not.
Well, the bears might beg to differ about the wrestling, but anyway. Dr. Sarah Pinar there, just looking at Russia, former director at the SA Institute of International Affairs.